Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. So Paul has just been accused of being out of his mind crazy by a political leader named Festus. Let's see how Paul responds. Acts chapter 26, verses 25 and 26. But Paul said, "I am not out of my mind, most excellent Festus, but I am speaking true and rational words. For the king knows about these things, and to him I speak boldly." I just love the Apostle Paul. He's not afraid to speak the truth of the gospel in boldness to any person, no matter their status. He will not be intimidated. And let me tell you, intimidation was part of this whole process. Look back at what it says in chapter 25, verse 23. It says this, "Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp, and they entered the audience hall with the military tribunes and the prominent men of the city." This was a processional to create an air of authority and intimidation. No one better come before Agrippa or his sister with a careless word. And yet, when Paul stands before this king and the sister that he was in an incestuous relationship with, Paul preaches a full-throated gospel about Jesus and repentance and turning to God. You may wonder, was this just Paul's personality? I mean, he seems to be doing this quite a bit, and that you could never be this bold. But I think there's something else at play. Paul could be bold before King Agrippa because Paul had already gone boldly before another throne that was far more intimidating and infinitely more holy than Agrippa's. Paul had gone boldly to the throne of grace and in return had received grace and mercy and power. Standing up and walking away from the throne of God allows a man or woman to speak boldly anywhere and to anyone on this earth. When you pray today, please pray for Don Newsom and his family. Here's a man who's been speaking boldly to anyone, anywhere for a long time. He's one of our missionaries in the Philippines. Also, remember the Swahili LifeWord broadcast. It's heard throughout Tanzania, Kenya, Rwanda, and Burundi.